Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are the home of the Minnesota Twins, and in the early part of this month, guess what? The Minnesota Twins announced they have a new manager. That man is Derek Shelton, and Derek is kind enough to join us. We're going to have a couple segments with Derek, and we really appreciate that from Derek and the Twins organization. We're not going to take calls this time, but if you have a question or a comment for Derek about the team, you can text us, 651-461-9226. Derek, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. Let's start here. Since the opening press conference took place, you've hired a coaching staff. So let's start there. Talk about your coaching staff and what you were hoping to achieve with the group you assembled.
Well, Chad, first, thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
I know I missed you. I know I missed you when I was in town for the press conference. But, yeah, I think that's a great place to start. One of the things we wanted to do when we built the staff is we wanted to build it with diversity of thought, diversity of experience, and diversity of within the organization and outside the organization. You know, we kept some of the guys that were currently there because we felt really strongly about the impact that they've had on players currently with the Twins and their relationships. And then we wanted to add to the group. And when a new manager comes in, you're going to add some people that are familiar with me, some people that I've had experience with, and then people, you know, throughout my time in the big leagues that I may or may not have known, but have developed relationships with or heard by reputation how good they are. And I think we've done a really good job of that. You know, we went outside for some jobs. We stayed inside. We added, you know, Toby Gardenhier, who was within our system and had been with a bunch of young players. So I'm really happy with how our staff shook out.
Okay, I'm going to give you an example from my life. I called Timberwolves games for 16 years and became very good friends with Flip Saunders, who multiple times was a head coach here and also coached in Washington and with the Pistons. And I always say to him when he would go to a new place, bring in different people. And I miss Flip dearly. I mean, I used to talk to him all the time, and he left us way too soon. And Flip ended up staying mainly with his core guys. And listen, Flip had a ton of success. So how, and you answered a little bit, but how do you balance going with people you know and trust versus I want to bring in some new people who are going to challenge me and come up with some ideas that maybe isn't my automatic default?
Yeah, well, so I think that's one of the things I learned. You know, I managed for 5+ years in Pittsburgh, and when we put our first staff together, and it's not to say, you know, anything bad about that staff, but like our process, I don't think was as good as it should be. And it's one of the things you learn. Perfect example is we hired Mark Hallberg to be our bench coach. Did not know Mark before we interviewed him, sat down and hired him. He's someone that has a different personality than me, which I think is important in the number two chair. But every person I talked to, whether, you know, because he had been with the Giants before, raved about him. And I mean, I went to players that I had coached before. I went to players that I had not coached before. I went to coaches that I knew really well and have different views of the game. And every guy came back and said, hey, this is a great person to sit next to you. And I think I've learned that even more. I learned it in the interview process when we talked to Mark. And then everything that I've talked to him, I mean, I had a conversation yesterday with him about an hour, and he's checking off all these boxes that a bench coach should do. And he's had this conversation and this conversation, and he's starting to help run our group. So I understand that, you know, in certain places, and I think in the NFL it happens a lot where there's maybe like four core guys that a head coach kind of bounces with, or in the NBA. I think in baseball, the difference of thought, the difference of ability to teach, and then definitely the difference of experience. You know, the first two hires we made were LaTroy Hawkins, who came from within the organization, 8 years as a Twins special assistant, and then Grady Sizemore, who played 10 years in the big leagues, and unfortunately Twins fans know as a Cleveland Indian when I was the hitting coach there, who was maybe one of the best players in the game for a five-year stretch. And if he wasn't one of the best, you know, he was in the top five if he wasn't the best, you know. So I think those were important hires for me, because when I did it in Cleveland, we didn't hire a ton of guys with major league experience. And that was really important for me, for a young group of guys to be able to gravitate and maybe ask a question to a guy that's done it. So I understand the familiarity. I mean, we hired Mike Ribello, who's going to be the assistant bench coach, who was on my staff in Pittsburgh for 5 years. That's a guy that I'm familiar with. He knows me, knows a little bit. But it's really good, and I thought it was really important for me personally to build a group of guys that have different thoughts, different experiences, to be able to build the best staff as possible.
This is new Twins manager Derek Shelton, kind enough to join us. Of course, we are the home of the Twins. In the second segment, we'll look at some of your questions. Offer those up right now at 651-461-9226. Questions you have for Derek. This comes up a lot in everyday life and in sports, too, when you get a second job, and in this case, a second managerial opportunity. And I think a lot of us are inclined to say, well, how are you different, right? And you can't dramatically go out of character, because then you're not a genuine person. But from your experience, from those years in Pittsburgh, how in a subtle way do you think you'll be a different manager here with the Twins?
Well, I think different is the first case you kind of hit on, and how you build a staff. But the second thing, and I said this when I got the job, I think when you go through adversity, that's probably the best teacher you have. I'm way more equipped now than I was 6 years ago when I left Minnesota to go to Pittsburgh to take the job. I think when I left, I was like, all right, I got this, you know, not that you have it figured out, but you're like, all right, I've done all the steps and you understand. You never understand until you sit in the position. I think you'll see more patience out of me. You'll see me be a better communicator. And then the biggest thing that I've really found out from managing, and especially in today's game, is that you have conversations with people, especially players in front office groups, and you kind of highlight what you think your message is. And one of the things I really found out in Pittsburgh is sometimes what you say, and I think this happens in every walk of life, what you say and what the person hears may not be the same thing. And you feel like you're really clear, you've outlined a plan, and that person, whether it's, you know, someone working in front office, your coaching staff, a player, they interpret it a different way, because we all interpret messages different way. And what I found out is you better have that follow-up conversation, because there's things that get lost in the translation of those conversations. And I don't know. I did not know that until I had done the job before.
Let's talk about Rocco, because you know this infinitely better than I. You guys are very good friends, and there are a lot of people who believe you have a similar approach, and you're a sports fan. You know, a lot of times in sports, not every time, but a lot of times in sports, whether it's baseball, football, you name it, they go from one type of manager to the other. And I know you're not Rocco, but there are some core fundamentals when you're where you are similar. So how do you be yourself, but you're also, while respecting and still having this great friendship with Rocco, you're not him?
Well, I think anybody that's been around, I think that's a great question. Anybody that's been around Rocco and I know that we're completely different people. I mean, completely different people. Our personalities are different. Honestly, I think it's one of the reasons we work so well together, And knowing that, it's why I hired someone like Mark that's going to sit next to me that's different than I am. So I think fundamentally, in terms of the people we are, we're completely different in terms of our personalities. And then I think the other thing is, as close as Rock and I are, like, I wasn't hired by Rock in Minnesota. Paul Molitor hired me in Minnesota, you know. So that was the first person that hired me. And then Rock ended up staying, and we had a friendship and a relationship, and I stayed on. I think that the second part of that is, fundamentally, there's a lot of managers that are similar in the game today. I would say probably 18 to 20 guys have very similar thoughts on how the game should be run and what's done. Now, their personnel is different, and how they deploy their personnel is different. But fundamentally, front offices and managers are built very similar. So in that regard, I think there will be some similarities. But I think there's similarities to people that have worked in other places. I mean, a lot of us came from Tampa, you know, and there's guys managing throughout the game that look at the game similar and still lean on it. And then to the last part of your question, like, Rocco and I will be friends. We were friends before he got the Twins job. We'll be friends long after I'm not the Twins manager and he's managing again in other places. So, like, I think the friendship portion of it is one of those things that I'm really close with a lot of guys in the game. It's just I happen to be a member of his staff for a year, and, you know, people talk about that.
Let's put him on hold. Really good stuff here from Derek Shelton, the Twins manager. We'll get back to a lot of your texts, and also – it's our show. We got to go topics off baseball. We'll do that with Derek, the Twins manager, Derek Shelton, right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Derek Shelton is with us, the Twins manager. Derek, on this show, Dave Harrigan, the producer, who you had a chance to chat with, he comes up with a bumper music theme every day. And normally I'm asking him about this in the 12 o'clock hour. I have been derelict in my responsibility.
You've been terrible.
I've been terrible. Yeah. This,
wow.
He's mean
all
to
right.
me. He's very mean to me. You heard that song.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Do you want to offer up any guess? Because I have nothing. I really haven't been paying that close attention to the bumper music theme. I've been paying more attention to me, to be honest, today. Derek, do you have any guess what the bumper music theme might be today?
No, it sounded like some Patsy Cline type stuff. That's some stuff like my grandma used to listen to, but I do not have okay. I was not locked in enough to know what the actual
okay. Derek
would be.
Derek Shelton's guess, old people music. Dave Harrigan, is it old people music?
No, I mean, he's along the right lines. It did kind of sound a little Patsy Cline-ish. It was actually Johnny Paycheck, and we missed the clue that was in the lyrics a little bit later. The tune is called Pardon Me, I've Got Someone to Kill. And the theme is pardons because, of course, the president gave the pardons to Gobble and Waddle today, so they can live out their lives gobbling along.
Yeah. Well, let's do a little non-baseball. Right. Let's get back to baseball. Where does Derek Shelton stand on turkey as the centerpiece of a Thanksgiving meal? Overrated, underrated, properly rated?
No, properly rated. I am 100% on board. I love a good turkey. My dad is a deep fried turkey guy, so I actually like that a lot too.
Turkey's dull and boring, Derek. Come on. Now the deep fried.
Wow.
The deep fried is a better way to go. Wouldn't you rather have ham, brisket, steak? Are you falling for societal pressure by having the turkey?
No, a brisket is a good call. The brisket, but the brisket, the ham is, I don't know. I would say that's as played out is turkey, if you wanted to say that. The brisket is an interesting call for me, but I will say the deep fried, like, because we do two of them and then we infuse them with something. So you get like a Cajun infused a barbecue. So that provides something, that provides a different mix for you there.
Okay, staying with food, is deep dish lasagna, excuse me, deep dish pizza actually, I screwed up the line here, actually bad lasagna? Deep dish pizza is actually bad lasagna, yes or no?
Oh, God, no. I mean, I grew up in Chicago, so like deep dish pizza is
garbage.
Something that we do extremely well in Chicago, so... Nah. Yeah, I mean, if you go to Giordano's and, you know, you get something with heavy sauce, or you go to Lou Malnati's, it's got the cornbread crust. Yeah, like, that's a tough question for me with where I grew up.
This guy's a patriot.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's no, no. Do you like pizza here in town?
Yeah, I mean, I like pizza anywhere. If I could have pizza every day, I would have pizza every single day. Give me some pizza places.
Okay.
There's a place there's a place in the North Loop.
Black Sheep.
That we used. Yes. That was our favorite when we were there the last time.
Okay.
Love that pizza.
When you lived here in Minnesota, your favorite off-field activity is?
Oh, going to Maynard's and then trying to get out on a boat on Lake Minnetonka. 100%. I love Maynard's. The second year we lived in Minnetonka. So, yeah, I love going out there and then trying to get on a boat as much as possible.
Wait a second. So do you just go up to people and say, I'd like to get on your boat?
No. Oh, no. We had a friend here that has one.
Yeah. It'd be better if you did that, though, don't you think?
That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be, you know, maybe we'll try that. Just go to Maynard's and, like, maybe, hey, like, we'll buy your next round of beers. Can we go out on a boat? Like, that may be... That may be something we do. I don't know. That's a good thought. I mean, do you have a boat?
No. I'd like it if you'd have a boat, though, because I'd be willing.
No,
Dave, we'd be willing
we'll
to go
down,
out there.
Me, you, Dave, come down, and then we'll go into Maynard's one day, and we'll try to talk somebody out on the boat.
Have you, and I don't need the address. In fact, I really don't want you to give the address for your own safety. Have you found a place yet? Where are you going to live?
No, we are still looking. We're in the process of looking right now, so we have not decided yet.
The habit that you continue to do that drives your wife nuts.
Wow! Thank God she's not listening to this.
She might be.
Oh, she's not. She's in the house. So that drives her nuts.
Yeah, come on, you got some.
I talk to myself like out loud. A lot, like that's how I process things. In fact, I just sent her an article the other day that says that people that do that have less stress in their life because they're kind of admitting the stress. So that would probably be the biggest one. So like, she'll walk into a room and I'll just be talking to myself. And it happened the other day. She walked outside and I was talking to myself. And she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, I'm trying to figure out something about spring training." So yeah, I would say that's probably the biggest.
Oh, I'm 100% with you there, Harrigan. Where do you stand on talking out loud to yourself?
I'll do it. Usually when I'm alone, not around other people, but you catch yourself once in a while.
I mean, I don't want this to be a problem in the dugout where you're sitting there saying, should I take this guy out or not? And your new bench coach is already taking him out. And you're like, no. I was just, I was sounding that out. I mean, that could be an issue. Okay.
Like,
all right. Let's get back to baseball stuff. I'm getting a lot of texts on this and you know this. Okay. Because of where this organization went from winning the series a couple of years ago against Toronto, finally winning a playoff series, which you heard about a lot when you were here with Paul and Rocco, and then the payroll was cut back. And then the next year, not a good start, great for a while, and then a very poor performance. And then last year, not very good, and then cutting the payroll. There's a lot of apathy for the club, for folks who are kind of apathetic about this team. They're people who want to be into baseball, but they're not into it right now. Why should their interest be higher?
Yeah, I understand that. I think that's a good question, and I think some of the point is we have to earn some trust back from what happened last year. I will say that I think they're going to like the way this club plays. They're going to like the accountability of this club. They're going to like the intensity of this club. There's good young players, and I think one of the things that comes into play is everybody wants to highlight, okay, you know, the Twins made all these trades last year and traded everybody away. I think on the positive side of this, though, we traded people away, but we also got some good players back. And we got some good players back in positions where, you know, it's hard to acquire players. When you acquire a guy like Taj Bradley or Mick Abel, and you acquire starting pitching, young starting pitching that is controllable, which is really important. And why I mean that's really important is because, you know, they're gonna be able to pitch at a certain value for a lot of years. And then you add Pablo on top of that, you add Joe Ryan on top of that. That is exciting to me because you win games with pitching. So I think, number one, I understand that trust has to be earned back. 100% appreciate that and appreciate the passion of Twins territory. But I think the other fact of the matter is we have the pieces that can help us win.
A lot of people are still curious about the payroll and feel like the payroll is going to dictate whether this team is going to be competitive in free agency and thus wants to win, or is going to take the option that you just mentioned a couple young pitchers, that this has to be more about a rebuilding year. Do you know yet about the payroll, and how much did you explore that when you were also trying to pursue this job yourself?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I did when I met with Joe Paulette was I asked him just, you know, what's on the table, what's not on the table. And to his credit, he said everything's on the table. So we did talk about those things. Now, to say specifically what the payroll is going to be, I don't think anybody can tell you that because no one knows what the market's going to do. I mean, I didn't think that Sonny Gray was going to get traded, you know, a day before Thanksgiving today like it happened. We didn't think the trade that was, you know, going to happen 2 days ago with Marcus Semien was going to happen. So I think some of this is like it's early in the offseason, and we have to see how the market's going to play out before anybody answers those questions. But I think on the flip side of that, don't think about using young players in a situation of a rebuild, because that's not the case. You like, we're going to have to facilitate young players at all times, and all good teams do, especially young pitchers. And I think that's really important.
If there's one player on this team that I think the media and the fans are most curious about, I'll suggest it's Royce Lewis, because such a high draft choice when he arrived, if he stayed healthy, he was, let's just be honest, a tremendous player. He just, injuries kept slowing him down. And when the Twins had success a couple years ago, he was a huge part of it. He did not have a good year last year, right? And there were talks between him and Rocco that sometimes seemed like they weren't on the same page. I believe you met with him. Tell me about that. And what needs to happen for Royce to be the player he was a couple years ago?
Well, the first thing I would tell you about that is we were talking about brisket, and I went to Dallas and saw Royce and had some of the best brisket I've ever had in my life. Along with ribs, a steak. I mean, I ate, so I almost didn't eat for like 2 days after that.
Yeah.
So I did get really good brisket from a place in Dallas. But I think the other thing is, number one, we got to keep Royce healthy. That's the first and foremost. And then the second thing is Royce is still a kid, and he's growing up, and he's doing things. And we had a very open conversation about that, and I really appreciated his honesty. I really appreciated the thoughts that he had of how last year went and how, you know, he could have done things differently. And I think the most important thing with Royce is just continuing to communicate with him, because this kid's got a ton of talent. And I think there were times where, you know, he kind of got down on himself. And when you get down on yourself, it's not as easy to be the guy that we want him to be. But I expect him to have a really big year. Health is really important. He's had a good offseason so far. So I'm really excited about Royce Lewis.
Is the bullpen the area you need to retool and rebuild the most on your roster?
Yeah, 100%. I think, like I said, we kind of started it with the starting pitching that we got, but you have to build a bullpen. And this is not independent to the Twins. And this is the thing that I kind of think frustrates me in the game today. And I mean, even, and I don't even know, Chad, if you knew this, but like after I got let go by the Pirates, I did some radio for MLB TV. MLB radio. And then, and then did some MLB TV. And we talked about bullpens a lot. And one of the things that really we highlighted was like the Dodgers went out and spent a ton of money last year on their bullpen with Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates and, you know, guys that they gave lengthy contracts to. And at the end of the year, they won the World Series and their bullpen didn't pitch at all. They used starting pitching. And, you know, those guys either got hurt or didn't perform. So I think my point here is like, bullpens are extremely, extremely volatile. And we have to try to build a bullpen that is different, that gives you different looks, whether it's right-handed, left-handed, high release, low release, all these things. But it's also the most volatile thing, regardless of what the financial situation is or how much money you pour into it. And then you're going to see guys step into roles that you didn't expect. And then you're going to see other guys that you expected to do really well that don't. So, yes, we need to continue to think about our bullpen, build our bullpen. But this is not a thing that there's any perfect way to do it. I mean, one of the best bullpen guys I've ever been around is Joaquin Benoit in 1 year in 2011 in Tampa. And he pitched the first month and a half in AAA for us. And they ended up being probably the best eighth inning guy in the game. So there's no fine science to this at all. And I think the big thing for us is going to be try to get as many arms as possible and then see how it shakes out.
I enjoyed it. Have an excellent offseason. Have a great Thanksgiving. And I hope we have a chance to do this more during the season next year.
I love that. Have a great Thanksgiving. And I appreciate next time we're on, I'll be locked into the music so I know we're looking for a team.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate it. Derek
right.
Shelton,
see you guys.
Twins manager right here on CCO. We're going to have traffic. We're going to have weather. We're going to talk to Jamie. And we're going with the theme here with Jamie. We saw a list yesterday from Variety, which we're both down on. And we like Variety. We have good guests from Variety. But they listed the 100 greatest comedies of all time. We're dubious. So we'll give you some of those on the list, right?
Beyond dubious.
Yeah, we don't like the list. Tell me the greatest comedy in film, okay, not TV show, not, you know, Dave's performance in the bedroom, okay? Greatest comedy in film of all time. Could have came out this year, maybe 40 years ago. What do you have? Greatest film comedy of all time. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.